This is Noah Pink Spandex, episode 139, for Monday, January 23rd, 2012.
Ayo, samurai. Samurai time. Ultimate Duel time.
I don't even remember the names of these episodes anymore, to be honest.
But it's the Ultimate Duel.
All I know is that next week is the premiere. So.
It's the premiere of the second season.
Oh. It's episode one.
The premiere of the first season.
Is the finale of the first season. Or is it the premiere? Wait, which one is it? I don't know.
Just saying.
Anyway,
so okay, so this is what I'll say though, right? Mm-hmm. I work on Saturdays, so I don't watch the show until like way later. But you know, I go online to see what people think, whatever. And this episode was awesome. It was great.
Oh, really? I haven't even looked.
It was.
Are you for reals?
This episode was good. Da 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 da. I'm just like, all right, maybe they watched another show, because
wait.
Dead serious.
You're for real, not for play.
No, I'm for real, not for play.
They think it's awesome?
Yeah. See, a lot of people were like saying this episode was good.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to take the Shinkenger episode and take out the characterization that happened, then it's awesome.
I don't know. That's harsh, I think.
If you take out the characterization for the Blue and the Pink Rangers and then just have, like, a pointless long morph sequence, that's pretty, yeah, it's a pretty sweet episode.
This is what I remember. I remember Breathy McBretherton and...
You gotta be more specific than Breathy McBretherton, because you could be talking about Black Guy, you could be talking about Cole. I'm not sure.
No. The king of Breathy McBretherton, Breathy Town. Okay. I mean, it's just like, come on. You know, I mean, it's just, this is my problem, right? I understand that they're trying to give some conflict, which is good. It just seems so vapid when Jaden gonna do what he wanna do, whatever. He's just always gonna do what he wanna do because he's Jaden.
See,
okay.
Here's what I thought was hilarious was when Kevin is breathing down everybody's necks, giving his little speech about why Jaden can't go duel. And he says something along the lines of, "You're not just our leader. You have the sealing power."
I thought you were going to say, "But you're our friend."
Yes! Yes! You are such a Kevin.
I really thought so. I'm just like, yes. You're not just our leader. You're our... You have the ceiling back.
He's very focused on the goal.
Oh.
That was an unintentional laugh when I watched it. I was like, oh yeah, snap.
Absolutely. That just absolutely killed me.
Oh, word. And that's the thing. It's so annoying, man. I can't even. That's what I'm saying. Like, if this show had, like, different people... And a different plot.
See, and then they play the twinkly music, and I'm not sure if they're leading up to, like, a big heart-to-heart moment, or if they're leading up to, we're samurais, we need to fight moment, because they use the same voices for both moments.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get serious, or if we're going to get emotional.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Anybody. Especially a breathy guy. Like, that moment right there, where I'm expecting him to say, you're our friend. Are we going to get twinkly emotional? Or are we going to, you know, samurai forever? Forever.
Well, I mean, Kevin specifically, he just has one volume. Yeah. So that's pretty much what
Mia
he said.
And
don't even get me started.
Emily's interactions together.
Don't get me started. I mean, that's... it couldn't be, for real, like, it's warmer in Siberia. Just saying.
Aww.
No, dude, okay. You have what are they're supposed to be, like a sister kind of bond or motherly daughter or whatever. It's supposed to be some kind of bond and whatever. And then after Emily gets hurt again, you have like, oh, Mia, you don't have to look after me. I'm fine. It's okay. And Mia's like, but you don't understand. I just worry, blah, blah, blah. And then Mammy's like, oh, now I understand. It's okay. Like, it is like two people. It's like SNL where you can tell where they're reading off the cue cards. Hello? And they're supposed to have this moment where it's supposed to make you laugh or cry, but they don't do that. Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Well, if Mia's looking after Emily, then who's looking after Mia? Because they're like, it's like codependent relationship where they both act exactly the same. I don't understand how either one of them is supposed to be the big sister to the other one.
Yeah, they're
that doesn't work. Honestly, like, I don't know where they got the big sister thing from in the first place, because most of these episodes, I don't feel that at all. Like,
well, that's because that's the relationship they have in Japan.
Well, right.
So they tell us that relationship exists. So we just believe
it. Yeah, they don't show
it.
Yeah.
We have to believe it because they told us so.
Although I will say, I mean, you guys are being extremely harsh on this episode, I think, but...
No.
No.
This is one of the worst.
No. But, okay, like as far as acting goes, like, I still say, you know, Mia and Kevin are awful, like, in any episode, pretty much. But as far as... like, writing those, I did kind of like when she got all serious and was like, oh, well, Becker just has to go now. Like, after she had her little encounter with, what's her name, it's like she changed a little bit. And for Samurai, I was like, oh, wow, like, this counts as character development.
That was her getting serious?
Yes.
When they were discussing how Jaden, is he going to battle him or not or whatever, and then Mia's like, Dex's got to go. He's like, Dex's got to go. And they're like,
That was the same Mia that told us lying is unforgivable. That's the same Mia. This ain't no different Mia. This ain't no serious Mia.
Yeah.
What crack are you smoking?
Oh, please.
I saw no difference in her ability to convey emotion.
But you okay?
I'm not talking about the acting.
No.
Like, the words that came out of her mouth
be a different.
Just the words that came out of her mouth were different.
The writing for her is meant to be different. Like, obviously.
What Jason is trying to say is that before times, it would always be Mia, be like, but we can save them, or we can, but whatever. And then this time she's like, Deca's gotta go.
Yeah.
But it means nothing, though, if they never act.
Oh, come on. You know what?
She's reacting pun, to the dream thing, and she wanted to help Dayu, and she was all willing, and she was like, oh no, but I hesitated, and now I'm not going to. Decker's gotta go. You know, so like, I can understand. I'm not saying
it's a good attitude for her to have, and if somebody could convey it remotely convincingly, I would be behind that. But it's all just noise to me until we have somebody who can make me believe that she actually feels that way.
So even though you have a good story, you have somebody that cannot convey that story, therefore the story breaks down.
Exactly. Dude, well, even Wild Force had some decent ideas, but the acting was so bad that it never meant anything to me. That's how it goes.
Same applies. I mean...
you know? When people got their boners for Master Org's storyline, I'm like, great, but the acting sucks. I don't care. Actors need to drive the story, not the other way around.
And that's the thing. Like, I saw the effort. I'm not saying that there wasn't any effort with this episode. It's, you know, it's just poorly done acting-wise. Mm-hmm. So when you're trying to get into a story and then you're just taken out by other factors, it's kind of hard to... take it seriously.
I completely agree. Like, I mean,
but
I
you
know,
can
see
you separating
minutes that, like, I don't think the acting is good. I'm just saying, I'm not gonna let like this episode get really steamrolled. Like, every aspect was awful. When there are a little bit, you know, little bits here and there that where somebody tried, not everybody, obviously, like, I'm not even saying that, but if somebody did try for 2 seconds, I think I should be allowed to say so, you know?
Yeah, fine. They go.
But we weren't steamrolling. We were just talking about all the bad stuff, which just happens to be a lot.
Like, yeah, they can try. Yeah, it was nice that they tried, but if the end product is still garbage because half of the equation didn't try, then it's still, you know, meh.
I'm just
okay, trying. What else about this episode was good then?
Things broke down. Let me see. I still like the voice actress for Dayu.
Dayu in general is good.
I really like her. I think that lady, whatever her name is really good at actually busting out some emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cole stands there and...
Oh my gosh, that scene was so hilarious. It was so hilarious. He comes in. He's like,
"What's up?
What are you doing here in the human world? In the human realm?" She's like, "Huh? Oh." And it says some lines or whatever. And he's like... And then he leaves.
I'm gonna kill Red Ranger, fool. Okay.
Like, to me, tomorrow? Like, they're the stars of the show. Like, at this point. Like, I want to see the show about them.
But it's so random. That's the thing. Like, I thought it was gonna be something more, but then he's like, "I'm gonna kill the Red Ranger," and then walks off. Like, he turned around and walked away. He didn't even just, like, continue on in his path. Like, what? It's so random.
But and then we got our favorite of all, the nighttime sweaty Jaden training scenes. Oh, we love those. Oh. Sweaty Jaden time. He's melting.
That's
good stuff. Well, we saw it back in the day when he was all getting all angsty with Hector. Good stuff. He's all like, "Oh."
Yeah.
It was good. It was meaningful, I thought. Like again, like I said way back in like episode 1 and 2 or whatever it was, like the training sequences are some of the best parts, some of my favorite parts. Like they're actually moving. You see that they are capable of martial arts. It's like the only time that they ever do it.
Did your training. Pants get tight? Did they, Tristan? Did they? Is that a quiet yes?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
That was a yes, by the way, on Tristan's part. That was an I agree, did.
That was not a...
But, like, okay, like, it seems like they were trying to do something with Kevin beyond the typical Kevin stuff, but they never really did it.
Because it's all about Jaden. That's the thing. I mean, it's always going to go back to that, really, because he has a hold of the ceiling power. He has control of this. He's the leader. G does absolutely nothing to even contradict him ever. It's always Jaden's rights. So everybody is like, "Oh, we're going to do this for Jaden. We're going to live up to Jaden. Jaden. I'm just tired. Like, and then at the end of the episode... At the end of every episode, Jaden's always apologizing. "I'm so sorry. We work as a team. I'm so sorry." And he does the same thing again to show that he's right. And then he's like, "No, I'm sorry. Okay, so do you know I'm sorry."
See, and I know I always do this, but I had to go rewatch the Shinkenger episode. And everything made a lot more sense because, I know I said in the last episode, Mia went out and she decided, not Mia, what? God. Mako went out, the Pink Ranger went out and she bought cookbooks because she wanted to get better. And then she has the fight with Dayu and she realizes that she needs to focus on being a ranger and she throws the books away. And then G comes in and he teaches her a lesson. They have a heart to heart about how it's good to, you know, be a ranger, but you can't focus all your energy on that. You have to have other goals in your life. You can't let one thing consume you, which is what happened to the Dayu character, which is what really, you know, ended up leading her down that evil path. And then you switch to the Blue Ranger, and he has to realize that he has to let Jaden go on his battle, and that he can't just be a retainer. He can't, you know, be there to take the fight for him. He needs to be a samurai himself, and sometimes that means going and doing your own thing, leading the team. So he has this nice moment. He gets to use the power-up, which they still don't have in Samurai for some reason. And it's a nice little story there. Here, it's just a quick little Mia-Emily conversation that goes nowhere. And, "Kevin, here's my disc." "Okay, great. great.
Not the same. Not the same. I didn't miss any of the Pink Ranger stuff. Personally, like I was over the cooking thing, and I felt like they substituted it with something that made perfect sense, and I don't think I would have noticed if I, you know, hadn't seen Shinkinger. Now the Blue Ranger stuff, that makes more sense.
But, yeah, that was glaring. Well, her story was mostly the last episode, and it carried over into this one a little bit. Yeah. But this was supposed to be more his stuff. You know, they actually gave the other Rangers something to do while the Red Rangers fight was still the main focus. They had a solid B plot. This didn't really. It was all about Jaden's little escapades with Decker.
Yeah. Or sexcapades.
Yeah, sexcapades. Yeah, you know, and I like the fact that, you know, even though the Pink Ranger can't cook, they gave her closure. Like, it's sort of the whole idea sort of pretty much ends after this episode. She sucks. She finally knows she sucks. She's going to try to get better, and that's really it. In Samurai, they're going to be making crazy food jokes in episode 50. Yeah.
That's the only thing that really is bad about losing that kind of stuff. We're still on this, you know. I feel like we're going to keep driving this home. They already drove it home like 8 episodes ago, but here we go again and again and again. And somebody said, oh my God, somebody said, have a nice trip.
Oh my God.
Again. Yes.
That was Mike. That was Mike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like,
how many times?
Haven't they already said it in this season?
Yes, they did.
One of the girls said it, right?
Jaden said it too, I think.
Jaden said it too.
I think. It's been said twice already, and this is the third time. Come on, stop it. Stop it.
Some creativity in your dialogue. I mean, please. And at this point, it's like a joke. Like, they should be saying it ironically now. Right. They say it so often.
At least no one said, see you next fall.
Well.
At least there's that.
Yours isn't over yet.
And again, I'm still confused why they aren't using the power-up. Like, not only are they not using the power-up, they're not even using the combined Megazord. They had to splice together that entire Megazord fight. That's why they had to come up with friggin' Antonio's, oh, I'm too injured to help, I'll just sit here.
He's like, I'm too weak. I'm like, what? Are you serious? That is hilarious.
Because
couldn't give him something else to do, like, you know, he's fending off like 50 billion, whatever, what are those called or whatever?
Boogers.
Like, at least do that. Come on. Yeah. I'm too weak.
It was kind of cute how they did it, because like they actually would take like actual scenes. They would just take out the Megazord and put in the other, you know, they take out the powered up Megazord and put in the original one. And it actually looked pretty darn good for what they were doing. But it's still just so weird. Like, I mean, it seems a little hypocritical because we always talk about how they use too much Sentai footage, but it seems odd that they're avoiding so much of it. Like, they had to cut out almost the entire Ranger battle with the monster because the Blue Ranger used the power up. That's why he just beat him with his bow quickly.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. I was just like, oh, he beat him with his bow? Okay, that was easy.
Because they take the black box and they attach it to the sword, and then it gives him the white coat, and then he kicks ass.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's odd. I mean, I know they're using the box for the Battleizer, but can't they use it for both? Have an extra disc? I mean, that would be a pretty quick solution, right?
Well, I mean, in that case, I don't really mind, right? You know, I'm like, okay, whatever. They use the footage however. I just want them to, like, I don't want it to suffer with the story itself. Because, like, if they're trying to come up with stuff that's original, and I use heavy quotes right now, then don't let the footage that you use suffer. Like, I mean, yeah, you can cut around or whatever. If it makes sense, that's cool. But, you know, if the story that you're giving us isn't that great, then, you know, I mean, me personally, I didn't notice the cutting thing. I just thought it was weird that, like, oh, he beat him with the bow. That's kind of easy. And
yeah, they've always, Samurai's always done a pretty good job of actually splicing the footage when they need to, like actually going into certain scenes and taking stuff out, putting stuff in. They've always been good at that, and ultimately it doesn't really hurt the story. It's just really odd that they're going through all the effort to do that, to not use the power-up. Like, what is wrong with the power-up? Why don't they want to use it? It just seems strange.
I just hope that they could just put more effort into an actual plot. Yes. Story. True.
Character. But now, we get to the showdown.
Oh, gosh.
Jaden uses the greatest power in the world, the Michelle Walsh slow-mo walk. And he bust in there, and it's go time.
Yep. What did y'all think of the fight?
Yeah, it was a good fight the first time I saw it. It's still a good fight now.
It comes off, you know what, okay. It comes off a little bit slower. I mean, I have to compare it since it's almost exactly the same. Like, it comes off slower and less dramatic because of the music that they use, which is often very over the top. And there's just something that happens when they take the Japanese footage and put it into the American show. The action feels different to me somehow. Like, there's times where I just feel like, shouldn't you be flipping around more or like flying?
Yes, and when exploding.
He comes off looking weak somehow to me. Like, or you know, like, I don't know. It's less exciting somehow.
To me, in the way they...
Go ahead.
But it's like, to me, I don't know. I was bored, man. I was like, that's it? Like, well, y'all delayed so many times, and then you get this duel, and that's all you get.
We're at a point in Power Rangers where literally two guys can run at each other, clash their swords, and somehow that makes an explosion behind them go off. I have no idea how that works. I'm not even going to begin to pretend like I do. But that's the norm nowadays. So when two guys just clash with swords, it does come off anticlimactic if you're used to Power Rangers.
But I remember, and this is the first that's coming into my mind, so do not kill me. But when they had with what's his face, in Mystic Force, when they were in Dark Wish, right? When they were all fighting all the whatever's and stuff. I was just like, I mean, you know, there weren't explosions if I remember. It was just them fighting, and you got what's his name, Nick, flipping around and hitting people and it was like, oh look, it looks exciting. This was like, okay, you know, they're in the water and they clink and then they fall to the ground and clink and then it's like, oh look, Decker is falling off a cliff. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened. It was like too easy. You know what I mean? I was like, I don't know. Like cuddle. You know, like how people when they do fights, and they want to show how long it is, so they show the people fighting, and then like they show like they cut to like somewhere else where, not necessarily another fight, but like, you know, they're having like there's another B plot or whatever, and then they cut back to it like, oh my goodness, and then whatever. It was just all there for like a minute. And then it's done.
So what you're saying is we needed some Bulk and Spike.
Oh, Lord.
Not really,
Cut away to them, like, watching the fight and going, oh, I wish that could be me. And then they run away and things happen. And I don't know. No. As far as slowness goes, no, the only thing that was, as far the speed that was different was they took forever to actually morph and start fighting.
Oh, gosh.
But once they did, they just pretty much played the fight as is. They cut at different times, cut away at different times, but that was pretty much it.
Oh gosh, that morphing thing! My word, it's like, oh man, we don't have enough footage for this episode. Long morphing sequence.
Absolutely no reason to do a long morphing sequence. That has always proven that they do not have enough material, because they had to cut out the stuff. You know, like the whole characterization to the Blue and Pink Rangers. Don't cut that out. We got a morph.
It's like, we don't want to give people lines. What is this? Lines.
And I know you guys mentioned, like, when we first really saw the morphs, about them pulling out the swords too much and then putting them back in. To me, when the Gold Ranger does, I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? The thing comes on your back, you pull it out, you unsheath it, you jump around, you sheath it back up, you put it back behind your... Why? Why are you doing this? Who are you impressing?
Oh my goodness, I did notice. I'm just like, what is his deal? Like, what is up with the... And then, like, what? The sound effects people are like, oh, this is awesome, we're gonna have work. You know, like, every time they're like, ooh, look, I get to put in a new sound of a sword. Ooh, yay! It's like, oh, Gold Rangers here, awesome! More work today. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, especially with the long morphing sequences, you notice these things.
Yeah, and there were a couple moments that were weird about, like, the Jaden Decker thing. Like, when they're about to fight or whatever, and they have their swords out, and then it sort of fades into, like, behind the mask or whatever. Okay, the position of the sword.
Right, yeah.
Is not right. And exactly. Not only that, but, like, on Decker's side, his sword is backwards.
Yep.
Right? And that's like, intentional, right? Like, it's supposed to be backwards because the backwards part is the most deadly part, right? Which I think they cut that out of the samurai version, like, the explanation for that.
They didn't explain it, no.
Yeah, but what was great was when they faded into the human side, his sword was the other way.
Yeah.
Back the regular way. And it was just sort of like, You couldn't sync this up correctly. Like, the whole point was to show the underneath part, and it's not even right. And, like, Jaden's sword is way on the other side of his body, and it's like, come on, like, this is simple stuff here. Like, but oh well.
I know, a simple continuity. Like, somebody's line producer is falling asleep. They're like, oh wait, that's. My bad, kid show.
The only other thing I noticed they added is when he fell off the cliff, how they had him disappear in purple fire. He doesn't do that. He just falls off the cliff.
It looks like he just falls to his death or whatever.
Samurai had to fade him out.
And that whole sequence was actually weird because you could tell, I could tell since I saw the original, like, that they shortened it slightly. Like, when he stabs his shoulder, like, he stabs all the way through it. Like, he goes through his shoulder, right? Japanese version. But in the American version, they make it look like he kind of just taps his shoulder.
And then he's holding his arm. Like, he's holding his wrist. Like, what? Like, I'm so confused.
Yeah, it's like, where did he
cut? Yeah, they played it down. Once he demorphed, they really played it down. Like, hardcore. But they didn't really cut actually too much of it all, or, you know, like, avoid it that much actually from the original footage. It was pretty similar. They just didn't focus on it.
They just changed, basically. Like, they took the impact out because, like, there was, like, this big glow and, like, sparks going when he's stabbed, and some of that is not even there. Like, it's as if there was no glow or anything.
Everything started, like... sparks. Everything. If you cut a blade of grass, it will explode. That is how it works in this world. You must accept that.
It's supposed to show his injury, and there was no injury.
Look, let me tell you something. This season, they get hurt so many times. Like, I mean, they get a little scratch, and they're like in a cast. You know, I mean,
hello? Friggin' Antonio fought 5 Moogers, and then he couldn't do the Zord battle. I'm so tired.
I'm so weak.
I will lay here. Oh.
And the thing that's so annoying about that thing is, like, the whole point was, like, they were going to go off, the four of them, and form the Megazord. He could have just as easily, because it's American footage, he could have easily taken that fifth spot in the cockpit and helped them in their main Megazord. Like, why didn't they do that, you know? Like, we don't have to contrive up this, oh, I'm so weak, even though... we never saw him get weak,
He could, seriously. And why didn't the Blue Ranger in the cockpit take the center? Take the damn center! It is so, like, confusing to me.
The center has red lights on it, Lisa. Hello? Red lights.
They switched it.
I mean, it was just like, oh, wow, there's someone missing. Wow, can't tell. Like, just come on.
Old, you know, that was people. Actually something I really liked about the original Zeo cockpit.
Yes, I was going to say. Yes.
Even though it was like the most cramped cockpit ever.
Yes.
That was sad. They were just touching shoulders. It was pretty.
Yes.
All
The cockpit was very
uncomfortable
small.
setting.
They were compensating. But I just I you I don't yeah, like I mean, hello, you saw, Green Zeo up in there controlling things, doing the thing in the center. All right, now off to the side. Center. Gosh. Dude, Kevin, you are a black man. Stop acting like one. Stop
Oh, I see the comparison
it.
of the stab now when I'm looking through the thread. Someone posted the pictures side by side. It's just a little bit of light. I mean, that's not much.
But what gets me is like they would go to the effort of doing this, and I just feel like if you had all of those little tiny details to change, why didn't you just refilm it? You refilm so much other stuff, like I almost feel like how much is that stuff? How much is that costing them? Those little effects,
$5 million.
right? So if they redid it, because they were
Five
already at
billion
the
dollars.
beach, they're already at the beach and they were already in that setting anyway, they couldn't just quickly, refilm it if it was going to cost them that much and be that kind of weird. To me, it was weird because the sword was clearly like supposed to be through, and you just have that wide shot where after he drops the sword and catches it again, Deckard's sword is way over, and I'm sort of like, why is it just sticking out like that? But it's because it's through his shoulder, like he can't just retrieve it quickly, right? And that's why he dies or whatever.
Right.
I don't
Now,
know.
if
I
it
don't
was
know.
MMPR, he would have just turned the sword on its side and smacked him in the head with it. Good. Good. Time.
Yeah, well, no, I understand what
Disappear in flames.
you're an idiot. I understand what you're saying. It's like, I mean, because I was, it they made it seem so epic, like, oh, he hit his shoulder, he's wounded, oh my, but I mean, he couldn't just like draw it back, like just like okay. Like it seemed like take forever to switch the other, like switch the sword in the other hand to hit him. I'm just like, but he's not puncturing him. I didn't get it. Like that part of the fight where they edited it from there until when he fell, I didn't get it. I just didn't get it. I was just like, I'm missing something. Am I missing something? Is it the end code? Like what's going on? Like I don't know.
I
That's just me.
think I'm
If
stop reading this thread. It's making me angry.
it wasn't widescreen, right?
Say what?
Whoa.
Let's think.
Say that again?
You gotta
Was
speak
it
up, dude.
widescreen? Was it presented widescreen? It was?
I only deal in HD. I don't know about you.
Only deal with
I don't
HD?
know. Yeah, I'm
That's what. That's all I do. That's how I do.
Oh, then I guess last week was a fluke because last week was not widescreen. It was stretched.
But
Was it? I don't
last,
even
well,
listen.
I don't know. But I, I acquired the episode in widescreen. I don't know about you.
Okay.
Acquired. So yeah. So that happened. And then what else after that? It was like, oh. Jaden, yay, you beat people.
Yeah,
Woo.
we had like the same ending we've already had a few times where let's celebrate with fish.
That's time
I was
to.
waiting for, I was waiting, honestly, like when what's his face? Antonio had the fish looking all nice, whatever, blah 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 blah. And then you see the next shot of Mia, taking her plate. I'm thinking like, oh, she's gonna have a little like
You
scorn, like
drove.
a little scorn, like, oh, like a little jealousy, you know what I'm saying? Like, if she had a little jealousy,
Great.
that would have been like, okay, I could like buy into this whole cooking crap thing. But no, it was just like, oh, happy, happy, happy. Jaden's back, yay, woo, woo, woo. No!
Wait, I forgot. Have they established that Antonio is supposed to suck at cooking too, or not?
No.
No,
No.
that's just a Shinkenger thing still.
No, he cooked for them a bunch of times and
Yeah,
they
he's
enjoy
good
it.
though. Okay, they enjoy it. Okay, I keep forgetting.
Yeah, see, that's something in Shinkenger where Shinken Gold, like, he's a cook and he really wants to be a chef, but his stuff is plain, which is kind of redundant, really, like, if you think about it. Because you already have someone who cooks bad and he cooks plain, which is sort of the same thing, but whatever. It was something that was cute, I think, about Chink and Gold, that he's so passionate about it. And the difference is that he knows the whole time that he's not really that great, but would like to get better and blah, blah, blah. And so I guess that just doesn't translate.
Yeah, at the end of the episode, he makes the exact same food he's always made, but he puts the 3-star rating on it because that's what happened in his dream. So he assumes it's all of a sudden better. It's better because I put 3 stars on it. See? Oh, good stuff.
So yeah, I mean, I was like, Mia, this is your chance. Oh, wow. They really, really, really. Just yeah, to have like this like tied up, you know, happy ending, seal it with a kiss. Yeah. You know?
See, yeah, it's supposed to end with you know, G finally convincing the Pink Ranger that she should keep following her dreams, and the Red Ranger congratulating the Blue Ranger for finally going out on his own and not just being his lackey. And here, instead, we get the traditional every single episode we've had, but we're a team! We did team things! Except for when you fought by yourself.
Their dialogue does feel very kind of season finale-ish, though, where it's like, oh, we defeated what's-his-name, but we still have what's-his-name to defeat, so let's do that. And then Mentor shows up.
And then you put your hands in the middle and you go, Power Rangers!
Yes. Or Rangers together, did. Samurai forever! Punch you in the face!
Exactly how they ended what was originally supposed to be the season one finale of Power Rangers.
Mm.
They did it again after they beat Rita's Island of Crazy. Because that was going to be the finale. So they beat Rita.
Aha. But yeah, I just...
Again, it makes me confused as to like Nickelodeon scheduling. Like, if this was supposed to be their finale...
Yeah, why didn't they end it like in the summer or like before the summer started? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, why save two? I mean, even if you're going to, you know, whatever you consider the origins part, you're still saving 2 episodes.
Yeah.
For a couple few months, just 2.
Yeah, and then you sure didn't remember what happened that first episode when we came back. It was just like, what happened again?
Well, the last 2 episodes before they came back played like a finale, didn't they? Like people thought that could have been the finale. It was a 2-parter, where Decker goes and gay sexes Jaden in a cave.
Yeah, it could have been. It could actually, yeah. I think I remember liking that episode a little bit. I think.
Yeah,
it's so far away. And that's the thing. I don't know about Nickelodeon scheduling. I don't know. I haven't watched Nickelodeon in a very long time. But I just don't understand why it's like, all right, season finale. Next week, season premiere. What?
What?
It's like this ends. It's so stupid. I don't know. Their demarcations are off. Oh.
See, I like Sentai because whenever they have 2 or 3 episodes that are supposed to be like some big story that really advances things, they then follow it up with a nice lighthearted episode, you know, to get a little break in the action. And here it just feels really weird because it feels like I just had 2 season finales and now I'm going to go see the season premiere.
Yeah.
Before the actual new season premiere. Right?
So weird. It's so weird. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just tired of Jaden. I'm just tired of it. I mean, yes, a lot of the seasons have been like this where the Red Ranger is like the end all be all. But I mean, in this case, it's just way worse. I don't know because there's no conflict. Like, there's minimal conflict of what Jaden wants to do, tells people to do, whatever. It's just, everything is just so, we're following you, Jaden. Everything's up to you, Jaden. We want to be like you, Jaden. I'm tired. Honestly,
one of the problems I had with Shinkenger in general was that it always felt like it was one step away from doing something big. Like, there was going to be some crazy grand scheme, and it just, like, never happened. And I think that's sort of carrying over in Samurai as well, where it's just like one step away from greatness.
Well, what are you talking about?
It's nothing happens in the middle of Shinkenger. It just sort of stops until the last dozen or so episodes. It just stops.
Well, there is that middle section, which we are now approaching, actually, where nothing happens for a long time.
Right.
Although there is a new character that will come up soon.
We've already seen the new character in Samurai.
Well, yeah, that's what's so annoying about Samurai is they constantly do this. It's like they telegraph things way more than they need to sometimes, but whatever. It's
well,
still
in case you don't
character.
Know, Mia will tell you. Mia will tell you exactly what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
She'll give you the info.
So there's that to look forward to, but yes. If they follow Samurai, there's not much else for a while.
She's using her precognitive Asian powers. I think I saw this when I lived in Japan 2 years ago.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, isn't it like everybody in New Zealand is Asian? Is that what it is? They're like all descendants of Asian people.
All the criminals are.
well, and Jaden. Jaden Chiba.
Jaden Chiba.
We'll get to that.
Well, yes. There's actually a couple lines that speak to his little secret toward the end, which I thought was interesting. If you know the secret.
Really? They told whatever the lines were, they went over my head.
What lines at the end?
Which
do you
gotta help me here.
That?
I would. What? What were the lines?
When he's like, he's fighting Decker, a part of him wanted to.
A part of him wanted to fight him just for funsies. Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, sort of. Yeah. Well, what he said was it was like prove that he's worthy or whatever veteran here to lead this team.
Wait, say that again. You broke up.
He said, like part of him wanted to fight to prove that he was worthy to be the Red Ranger and to lead the
team.
Oh,
okay, I gotcha. Check.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been saying it a lot. Like, I want to be worthy of the Red Ranger, I want to be worthy.
Yeah,
worthy
that just comes off. I hear what you're saying, but it does just come off as typical whiny Red Ranger.
Worthy.
Which is pretty par for the course nowadays with Red Rangers.
I guess.
It is. I mean, we've had a lot of crybaby Red Rangers in recent years.
Well, the is, I'm pretty sure they put that there specifically for to set up crap. So,
maybe. Yeah. Or they're just recycling Power Rangers scripts along with Shinkenger scripts.
Well, considering they stuck in Akumaru, like, early, you know, they at least know he's coming, right?
I hope they don't call him Akumaru, because every time I hear that name, I just think of the dog in Naruto. Because it's a giant dog. It's not supposed to be him.
Whatever.
It's Kiba's dog! And they do piss attack together.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm just...
Or sorry, dynamic marking!
I'm not even... Anyway, I'm still waiting for I am the Red Ranger, I must not fail. I'm still waiting for that, so...
Have we not had that yet?
No!
We've had similar lines.
That's why the whole, like, I'm worthy of the Red Ranger thing is not necessarily new, because I'm just like, I've heard this a million times, but I'm waiting for I am the Red Ranger. I must not fail. I'm waiting. Come on. Maybe it's an origin.
He said similar things, like the Red Ranger is who I am, so failure is not something I will do. He said things like that before, right?
He said a whole bunch of things that are about Red Ranger and leadership and all this other crap. Blah, blah,
usually
blah.
Followed by sweaty training.
Yeah.
Sweaty training!
That Tristan
montage.
Enjoys. A lot.
Tristan gets tough. He loves that chiseled waxen face.
Why is he so quiet? I gotta understand. And you like pasty white guys, so... Yeah.
He does like the pasties.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway.
Oh, wow. So I think that's it, right, for this episode? I think we covered everything. Anything we forgot?
It's a two. It's a generous two. Generous two.
Wow.
For drawn-out fights that go nowhere, for continually bad acting, for dropping the ball with character development, for ooh-ah-oohs,
okay.
For Cole being allowed to talk for extended periods of time.
is every episode. Forward. You're describing the season.
That's the problem.
Yeah, because every episode is pretty much described in the same way. For Breathy Mike, being breathy, for no bulk.
That bumps it up right there.
I know, right? I'm just saying.
Hey, I didn't say Spike.
Okay, all right. I'll give you that one. I'll give you.
Wow. Okay, so they gets one of its 2 points for not having Spike. It's just more of the same. And after spending how many episodes with Decker talking about his big fight?
Yeah.
The big fight did not pay off for... Heck, it didn't even pay off well in Shinkenger, honestly. I already told you I don't think Decker was at all that in a bag of chips in Shinkenger, so... I know, wow. Tristan's a big fan. Tristan's a big fan of him and his weird beard.
Well, I mean, he likes pasty...
Yeah, he don't get no pastier.
What?
He's Japanese Decker has a very nice homeless chic going on.
Well, that's practically what he is anyway. He's homeless.
Whatever.
Boy, I'm not supposed to look like a supermodel or whatever. Not that I would care anyway. Like, it's about the character. Like, what?
Yeah, you care. What? It's the only reason why you think Hunter's any good.
Not really. No.
All right, so you give it a 2.
2.
Tristan.
Lucky you get a 2.
3.
I swear to God, he's going to... What'd you say?
He said 3.
Okay, ooh. I thought he was going to say 4 and I didn't have to go punch him.
No, that's
you would have to fight.
But it's choppy as all hell. The editing continuity is wrong. But, I mean, it was, you know, more of an event than the average episode. It wasn't like, you know, this explosive, amazing thing. But, yeah. You know, that was good. Good for samurai.
Good for samurai. I love the conditions. It's good for samurai. I'm gonna stick with my 2. Oh yeah, because
that a girl.
Because again, it's kind of bored.
What was last episode?
Huh?
What happened last week? I can't remember.
Dream sequence.
Right. Dreams.
Right. Weird so was dreams. That better than this?
Yes.
Yes, it was, but it wasn't enough to be a 3.
All right.
No. I will tell you, it was better, but it's not enough to be a 3 because the only thing that I really enjoyed was the Dayu Decker thing, whatever. And that was, what, 1/16th of the episode? So, just saying. Because remember, hello, I was talking about the portal and how they always overuse portals to solve the problem and you know, yeah. So, yeah, there was a lot more that I did not like than I did like. You know, I think, I don't know, the last episodes that I did like were the Brides one, which I really liked. And I forgot what I gave it. I don't know if I gave it a 3 or a 4. And
I don't
just,
think we've given anything a 4.
Yeah. And I don't think I would go back to give it a 4. You know what right. I mean? Even though
you'd
it was really
it a,
good.
You'd have to give it a samurai 4.
yeah, one of those conditions. 4. A samurai 4. Not just like a regular, you know, actual good 4.